Let me give sort of an outline of what we're going to be doing so the people in the audience will know what will be happening, hopefully. The first thing we'll do is technical stuff, take the agenda for today and vote on whether or not to accept the agenda, and then proceed into the order of the business. The first thing that will be done will be taking up the application in SE 1605-0012, special exception 1605-0012, the one dealing with the fence. And what we'll do on that, give you an idea how the procedure will work. We'll ask the staff to give us a report as to what it's about, and then we'll call up the applicant and ask the applicant to make any kind of statement the applicant wants to make. Then we'll ask if anyone in the audience is for it, and if they want to speak. Anyone in the audience who's against it, if they want to speak, let the applicant have a rebuttal if as necessary. Ask if there are any further questions of staff. If not, we'll close the record at that point, and then the board will vote on the application. Once that's concluded, we'll then get into the other items on the agenda. Now, there are four members of the board. It takes a vote of three in order to prevail. We have a fifth member who is unavailable tonight. I'm not sure what her availability will be in the next month or so. The applicant, if wants to, can ask that the matter be postponed until we have five members. If not, we'll go on the floor right now. So I'll leave it up to the applicant to decide that. All right, with that in mind, why don't we go to the agenda?
Could I just add one thing, yeah. Just to make it clear to the applicant that a 2-2 vote means that the application is rejected. All right.
Let me add my 2 cents. I was always under the impression that if we had four members, there was no option. If we had three members, there was an option because it takes three votes. But if you have a fourth person there, the applicant should not get an option to come back in because you still win 3-1. Now,
you're right on that, but I sort of modified it in the sense that I figured to let the applicant.
You're running the show. So
it's
that's
their dime in the sense that the timing is up to them, and if they want to postpone it until they get the full shot at the decision, then that's I left it within their discretion.
Okay.
Anyway. Why don't we go to the agenda? Does anyone make a motion that we adopt the agenda as proposed?
I'll so move.
Okay, Mr. Matthews moves them. Mr. Perryman seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, and the chair votes aye too. So it's adopted. Now, why don't we go then to the first item, which is special exception 1605-0012. And if the staff can tell us what's it about. And in first question I'd like to know, or answer I'd like to find out, is has this been properly noticed?
Yes.
Okay. If you can proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and board members. I'm Lisa Feibelman from the Zoning Office and the Community Development and Planning Office. The property is located on the east side of Chainbridge Road across from the intersection of Warwick. North is the commercial property known as the Fairfax Crossroad. To the west is commercial property with offices and residential property. And to the south and east are similarly sized residential properties. The applicant, Tam D. Duong, requests to construct a fence 6 feet tall with a 6 foot tall brick piers and to construct a gate 9 feet tall with brick piers. The fence is to be constructed inside the property line 2 feet, and the two gates are to be set back a minimum of 20 feet from the edge of the inside walkway. What you see here are pictures and a plat of the property, which is zoned R2 and consists of over an acre. The property has a house of over 4,411 square feet, constructed with masonry and columns. It's made of brick and masonry columns. The front is along Chainbridge Road. The frontage is about 150 feet. That's this area. In 1973, a 4-foot wide walkway was constructed along the frontage of the property. A grassy strip exists between the walkway and the road, which varies in width, but between the walkway and the vegetation, there's about 15 feet. Yes?
Can I interrupt you for a minute? We have a little technical problem up here. One of us can't get two of us can't get our screens going.
I don't know how to do it. To me, a computer is a parenting carrier.
Can you see the screens on the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
If we can't get them up, then that's the way, but let's take a second and see if we can get them.
We should be good. Well, if you're getting no signal now, I'm going to get a signal as soon as I'm done with it.
All right.
Okay.
Yours doesn't seem to want to work.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Between the walkway and the vegetation, there's about 15 feet between here of grass. So I wanted to show you the visuals of some of the existing vegetation. There are 5 evergreen trees that are about 30 feet tall in a row. And then there's these smaller evergreen trees, about 10 of them. And then there's some vegetation to the north and to the south of where that vegetation is, showing with the arrows. Neighboring properties to the south is this residential property, which doesn't have a fence, but further to the south, there is this property with a 4-foot tall wood fence painted brown, and across the street is this wood fence, which is painted white, to give you some context of the neighborhood of the residential properties. As I said earlier, the properties to the north, which you may be familiar with, there's the Fairfax Crossroads, and to the south, actually to the north of this property, but to the south part of the Fairfax Crossroads, there is the 6-foot tall board-on-board fence between this residential property and the commercial property. And across the street, again, is this vinyl sided commercial property to give you some context of what's out there in the neighborhood. The proposal is to construct a 6-foot fence 2 feet inside from the walkway. And this is the design that the applicant has presented, which shows a 2-foot tall brick area with a 4-foot fence for a total of 6 feet from base to height. So that would be 6 feet with 9-foot pillars and a gate. The pillars for the fence are actually 6 feet. So this would be 6 feet too. Hopefully I've outlined that for you so you can understand what he's proposing. He's also provided this drawing showing that the pillars, the smaller pillars, are 10.25 feet apart, and that the gate is set back 20 feet from the walkway. Hopefully you can understand that. And then he's proposing 18 trees, they're in the green, that would go between the pillars. And that would be on the inside of the property to help soften and to supplement some vegetation. Let me see if there's anything else I need to say. So staff has reviewed the application, and I think we've elaborated in the staff report. The property does not have an unusual site topography. It's flat. The lot is not of an unusual configuration. It's 150 feet wide, and it goes back in a rectangular shape. The proposal, as we see it, doesn't really address adjacent residential properties, and the fence design could could have been varied, so we're looking at it from the perspective that he's not really meeting the criteria for increasing the fence height or the gate height. And so 110-37A6 are the criteria that we've used. We've also used 110-369, which talks about the size and the shape of the property and the fence height, talks about the comprehensive plan and the neighborhood character. And we're thinking that the 4-foot fence would be more in keeping with the character of this neighborhood. And we've seen examples in the staff report and here in the slides of 4-foot fences in the area that have provided that separation between the residential and the street. And so we're putting forth these criteria saying that we don't feel that he's meeting them. And therefore, staff, based on the analysis of the criteria contained in the city code sections 110-37 and 110-369, staff recommends that the Board of Zoning Appeals deny the special exception request to allow a fence height of 6 feet and gate height of 9 feet in the front yard. But should the Board of Zoning Appeals choose to approve the applicant's request, staff does provide some development conditions. And those development conditions talk about setting the fence back 25 feet. And part of that is there is a jut out in this property, and if there is a fence constructed at some point, there may be a sidewalk more permanently constructed, and it would be out of the way of that construction and the easement. The applicant would need to obtain a building permit. These piers are pretty tall, 9 feet, and they do need a building permit, so we'd like a building permit. And we'd like the third development condition of the gates swinging inside, and that's so that if there is a vehicle that's parked, someone could get out and walk around the car while the gate is being opened or closed. So that concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
I have a couple, just trying to understand the application. If you look at the schematic that was provided, I assume by the applicant, near the end of the packet, I don't have the page number. It's the one, that's it, the one you have up on the screen. It looks to me, am I correct, that the gate does swing in?
Yes.
That's as they're proposing, it swings in.
Yes, they are proposing. And as I understand it, the proposal is to have the driveway a one-way so that cars would be coming in from Warwick and then circling around the semicircular driveway and exiting as I've made the arrows.
Okay, but again, both gates swing in.
Correct.
Now, the other thing I was confused about when I was looking at this, is there a proposal that's currently under review to widen Chainbridge Road?
Absolutely not. No.
All right. And as it stands right now, you have the 4-foot sidewalk. That's an asphalt sidewalk. Am I correct?
Yes, it is asphalt. It's not concrete.
And is there another sidewalk being proposed, or because it was, I thought I saw something in the report that was dealing with some kind of construction or one.
When I talked to the transportation staff, it was mentioned that a sidewalk could be constructed at some point that would be more permanent and matching what's north, but there's no plan currently on any books.
How would that line up with the current walkway?
If we go back to the plat, you can see in yellow, there's a concrete walkway over here. This is the sidewalk that's concrete.
Okay.
For the commercial property. It bends right here, and then it comes somewhat straight, but it does bend again. So it's really not a straight parallel to the property line asphalt walkway. It has some twists and turns.
We're talking about only a couple of feet then.
Theoretically, if they were to match a concrete, it would be more parallel to the property line, and it might go into the property line. It's hard to say.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have any questions?
I think I'm good.
Okay, Mr. Perriman?
A little lightning, come on. On the side that butts up to the other residential, how high is the fence that juts out from the front of the property? Is it a 6-foot fence also, or is it a 4-foot fence? Or do they even have a fence?
The property directly south has no fence.
So?
There is no existing fence on this property, and that is the southern property.
And do you feel, this is subjective, depending on whether you want to answer or not, you have a 20-foot break from the street to the fence, to the gate. And that's if we build it the way the customer wants it. Would that stop people from turning around in his driveway? Because I can tell you right now, 20 feet's plenty of room.
If the proposal would be laid out on this plan, it would look something like that, where the fence would come along the property line, and then there would be
right, but where the gates are 20 feet off the sidewalk, not the street.
Right, that would be.
So that we're talking 24 feet. Most cars aren't even that long. That's not going to stop anything.
Well, a normal parking stall is 18 feet.
Right, but one of the applicant's concern is people doing U-ies there.
I don't
see this stopping that.
I don't think the driveway is wide enough to do a U-turn.
So then you're saying the U-turn thing is a non-subject anyway.
I think it goes all the way through. The U-turn starts at one side.
So they're cutting through his property coming back?
They're cutting through
exactly.
His property.
That's what I guess.
Using his driveway.
So no matter what gate you put in there would stop that. Whether
no,
it be
the
4
gate
or
would
9
stop
foot.
Them.
I'm saying a 4 or 9-foot gate, neither one would be, it doesn't matter. One would stop it where the other one would also stop it. So the 9-foot height is kind of just a want to, not a need to.
The applicant can address his
okay, that's fine.
Concerns
thank you.
For the 9-foot.
Anyone else?
The only, when I went over there a couple days ago and took some pictures of myself, I did see some 6-foot fences. But they were along Providence. They were farther south. And I was surprised until I realized, well, wait a minute, I'm looking at a side yard and a backyard. Even though they're on Chainbridge Road, which technically is a front yard setback, they're still it what appears to me to be 9 feet. That's the only place that I have seen them, and they're covered with they're just over, you barely see it. You barely see them because of the shrubberies and the trees that are involved. But if anybody on a board wants to take a look at it, they're
not the front door.
No, front yard, you're right.
Your front door is and it faces the street.
Correct.
Even though the back faces Chainbridge.
Yes.
That's still a backyard.
Yeah, and this is on a side.
Right.
This is on a side, a side yard, so.
I don't need to
yeah, you've probably seen it anyway,
yes,
so.
Yes, I drove by here too.
Yeah. But that's the only one I've seen, and all the neighbors on that same side, there's nothing other than one of them has a small split rail fence and another picket fence, smaller one on the other side. But they're all 4 foot. That's correct. Okay.
Okay. Why don't we hear from the applicant?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Is there anything you want to add to what the staff has told us?
No, I heard enough.
Okay. If I understand correctly, your reason for going to 6 feet in front and 9 foot gates is to prevent vehicle and also pedestrians from going onto your property.
Before I answer that question, well, in the application that you saw it, but how many minutes that I have?
As long as you want. Well, within minutes.
No, I mean,
there's no time limit.
Well, for me, it wouldn't take long, but I don't know how long that you can allow me under the rule. But you just told us at the beginning that after you give me a chance to present the application that I submit, and there will be opinion or whatever the vote, and then after that I can have an answer to that. But I don't think there is a need of it. Because I don't think there is a need for the vote, and I don't think the need for people to come here to waste their time. I just want to have a couple of minutes.
Go ahead. Yeah.
But before I say thing that I should present in the application, the reason I came here today, because I thought that it would be fair for everybody. But if I knew it, that, you know, what I think right now, I wouldn't come. One of the things that saddened me a lot, I sat outside to wait for 10 before I can come in. Well, she told me that I can come in here to wait when I came here at 6:30. But I want to sit outside to see what people come and what their opinion about this application. But it saddened me a lot that I overheard one gentleman came and say, you know what? Well, say to all the people, not to me. Do you know what? Asian people came here. They want to build big house. They want to build high fence.
Whatever anyone has said outside, they've not said it to any member of the board. We're the ones who make the decision.
I'm sorry.
We make the decision based upon the facts as presented by the staff and whatever statements you might make as to the merits.
Yes.
There's no discrimination against anybody in this. As far as the board is concerned, it's the straight facts and the law that will decide whether the application is accepted or denied.
No, I just didn't say that.
So don't worry what other people might have said.
I don't worry about it. I'm sorry that, you know, you think it that way. But all my life, I came here in 1975 until now, I thought I'm American. And I thought my vote will make, you know, this country better. So to some people that think that I'm outsider, they are wrong. I don't think the skin color will make a difference, because we're all American. But anyway.
Well, let me get back to one thing. As far as we're concerned, you're a property owner. You have the right to make your application.
Yes.
And it will be governed by what the law is. So don't worry about any kind of discrimination or prejudice. It has no bearing on this.
No, I just don't worry about it. Yeah. What I worry is, can I stay here long? Can I stay in this area long? Would those people around me have a thought like that? But anyway, I built this house a couple of years. It's not because that I want to make a mess out of it. First, I want to make a house for ourselves, for my family to live in. And later, I didn't see the need of staying in this area because I have another house down across from Costco. And later on, my mom, because we bought the property a long time ago, and it's meant a lot to her that I want to stay in that area. So that's why I want to make the house at the beginning a smaller house. The bigger house that you see right now is because I am the oldest son in the family. So every time they gather in my house. So that's why that's the need to make the bigger house. It's not that I want to show somebody that I have money. It's not that. Another thing is, I came to zoning about the fence. It's not recently. It's a year and a half ago. I came, I asked how high is my fence that I can build. And they told me 4 feet. If I want to show off that I want to make a higher fence, at that time I should have my application. But I don't, all my life, I don't want to be special. I consider myself no more like other people. I don't want people to look at me special. So I go home and I talk to my wife and I talk to my relative. Okay, can we live with that full fence or not? And my mom said that, why don't you live in there for a while and then have an experience to see what can you live with that or not? You know, I came to her so many times, and then after that, I rethink, maybe I don't need the high fence. Maybe I don't need the high fence. But after over a year and a half, nearly 2 years living there, you know, countless. Chain Beach Road, if you look at my house, she only show you the lower, the shoulder fence at the house. It is kind of, she compare apple to orange. She told me that, why can't you build the fence like those people? But if you look at the position of my house is across from Warwick Avenue. And you know, at a certain time in the afternoon, people cannot turn left if they go going toward Lee Highway from, you know, on Champions Road. Mm-hmm. And the police is right there in front of them. And you know, a lot of people, they just use my driveway to turn around, and then so they can turn right to Warwick instead of turn left.
When you say they use your driveway, are you talking about going in the driveway and around the curve part and out the other side?
Yes, on the other side, so they can they can go up the Lehigh, the Championship and turn right to Warwick instead of turn left. Well, my English is not too good, but I hope that you understand what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
And another thing is this. When they turn right, they don't want the police to see them. So they turn right very quick, very fast. And I can show you in my cell phone right now, I took a picture of some of the accident that they made in my driveway. Because there is a guy, you know. I mean, there is one guy turn right, and the other guy turn right after that guy, very quick, and they hit each other in my driveway. And then another thing is this. You know the traffic light right at the Lee Highway and Champions Road. There is a certain time of the day that the red light on Champions Road is long. So they want to beat the traffic light. They want to beat the red light. So if you look at my property, it's the street going down like this. So sometimes they're racing. It just I just thought that's a race track, not a road. They went 65 miles an hour. Just try to beat that red light. You see, so I told her, I gave it a thought for a long time. Because you know what? Let me say to you this. I thought in this country, number one priority is safe. It's safe for the season. I pay a lot of tax for the house. And you too. So I thought that all of us want to enjoy the property that we have. I tell you the truth, and this is the truth. I have my two sons, one is 8 years old and the other one is 11. They have friends coming over, they have cousins coming over. You know what? I refuse a lot of them. Because you know what? Even my son, I cannot allow them to play outside. She told me that, why don't you let your son play in the backyard? I said, it's nonsense. You cannot tell the kid, hey, you play in the back, don't play in the front.
And that's because of the traffic.
Yes.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If you put a barrier up there,
to stop them from going into your driveway, such as a four-foot fence, wouldn't that stop the use of your driveway as a turnaround?
I'm sorry that I will get there in a minute, but I have something that I told you in the minutes ago that answered you that question too. You know, I told her that, okay, safety is number one. Okay? You know, a lot of people reading the news say, hey, the parents is careless for this person that, you know, I mean, you know, at the zoo, pull the kid and everything. Do you know what? Treating kids depend on adult. Some adult don't care about kids. Some adult they care some adult they care a lot. I care a lot for my children. Now, I told her so many times, you tell me 2 feet, 4 feet, 6 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet, it doesn't matter how high it is. If some guy want to climb over, he climb over. Just like you just told me, us from the beginning, it doesn't matter 4 feet or nine feet gate. It doesn't serve the purpose at all, right? But
I'm going to stop you there because now you're at me. I didn't say it didn't serve a purpose at all. What I said was 4-foot fence would save the same purpose as a 9-foot fence. It's a, like he tried to suggest, it's a barrier.
Yes.
If they want to go through, they'll go through a 4-foot fence as easy as they will a 9-foot fence. It makes no difference.
Yes.
And the safety issue you're talking about, I understand you want to protect your kids. I've lived in the city of Fairfax for 35 years. I have a 4-foot fence around my property with gates at the two driveways. the two driveways I have. I have yet for anybody to plow through my gates to turn around. I have yet to have even a kid climb over the fence to cut through. So your argument, while it sounds good, doesn't hold water. The fence height makes no difference to me.
You are right. You are right. I'm sorry to miss the quote or what you say. You are right on that. But what I'm getting at is this: he is right. It doesn't matter how high it is, okay. But what I'm getting at is this, okay? It's psychologically that what we think. I told her before this meeting. It's not because that he say that I changed my story. No. You can ask her right now. I told him 2 times. She asked me the question, can you go with 5 feet something? Can you go with 4 feet, 4 feet something? And I told her that. It doesn't matter how high it is. But the reason I stopped at 6 feet, because I'm 5 foot something, 6 feet, it makes me feel better because it's a little bit higher than I am. When I cannot be outside with my kids, I know that at the very least, the fence is a little bit higher than me. So I thought that maybe it give me some of the peace of the mind. That's what I meant. You are right. It doesn't matter how high it is. Okay? But the thing is, psychologically, I want to feel better for myself when I have my kid playing around outside. Now, I don't mean to bother you for a special case like this. So that's why I delayed the application until now. I give it a thought a lot. Now, she say that there is no special circumstance for me. You know, from the beginning of this time that I applied, countless of time that I had to come to see her. Because she proved to me that she either intentionally gave me the wrong information or she doesn't know. You know, one time she told me to come to the office and she said that, you know, you have to move your fence back. I say, how much? How much back? I build my house. All the inspector know me, know my name. And they know that I want to build a house as strong as possible. I always listen to their concern. After they give me the permit, I told them, you can come in my house anytime you want to. That shows you that I cooperate. Now, she told me that.
Let me interrupt a minute. I don't think there's any question about cooperation. That's all immaterial.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing we're concerned about is whether, what is your justification for going from 4 to 6?
Yeah.
And why don't we do it this way? Can you wrap up in about 3 minutes?
3 minutes, yes.
Okay.
Well, she told me that go from the middle of the lane of Jensbridge Road, go inside 17 foot. Next time she gave me the wrong information. She said 25 foot.
Why don't you concentrate on why you need 6 feet rather than 4 feet as the height of the fence? That's the issue that we have to face.
Yeah, because I just told you that 6 feet, I feel safer because it's a little bit higher than me.
But unfortunately, the city council has set 4 feet as the front height for fences. And you have to meet the exceptions in order to get from 4 to 6. Now, could you accomplish that 6 foot by having shrubbery behind the fence?
I'm sorry, what
could you
say?
Accomplish that by, you already have so many pine trees, put more pine trees behind the fence.
You know, for the tree, I mean, on the weekend, a lot of people hanging around, I don't feel safe at all. You know, they can go between the tree. She even told me that you only need the gate, no defense, no fence. I say, how do we know that the bad guy don't go into the middle one, middle of the lot? So, and another thing is, she said that she denied my application, and then if I want to be, if the board approve me, I have to set back 25 foot. I just don't know the use of it. Now, the reason I want the high gate, because you know, from far away, I want to, the reckless driver, at least see that I have the gate, so they don't have the intention of going there and turn left or turn right. That's the reason why I want the higher gate. You see, because four-foot gate, they don't see it from far away. They will see if it's, you know, if you have the high fence, they see it. That's one of the reason too. And you know, you don't know how fast that they turn around my driveway. But there's a lot of things that I want to say, but you're right. There is a limit in time. And I don't think that you approve my application. I don't think so at all. But thank you for the time that you gave it to me. And feel strongly, strongly for the safety of my kid. But if you don't approve me, it's okay. I don't take it personal. But that's one of the ways that driving me out of the city of Fairfax, because I cannot stand to see my kid have an accident, or I don't enjoy my property. And one last thing. It's a waste of your time. It's a waste of my time today because of her. At the beginning, from the beginning until now, I know she all along that she want me to have a lower fence. Why didn't she say it from the beginning? Because I know for sure that you listen to her. It's okay. I can live with that. The rule is the rule. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who wants to support the application? Is there anyone in the audience who opposes and wishes to speak in opposition to the application? If not, then why don't we close the public record and the board will then consider the application, unless there is any questions of staff that the board might have. No? All right, who wants to go first?
I'll start with a couple things and yield the floor to my colleagues. First of all, I don't think it has anything to do with the staff telling you can or can't do anything. It's written down. It's written down in the city code what you're allowed to do. And she's just trying to get measurements from one specific set point, whether that set point is in the middle of the street or whether it's in the middle of a sidewalk, to go how far back you have to go. There's the setback part. Doesn't have anything to do with she doesn't want it there. It's already written down in the rules. The other part that's written in the rules are how high you're allowed to do. They're done that way for uniformity. There are certain exceptions that you can have a 6-foot fence, but you have to meet the criteria, and I'm sure she gave you the criteria that said, here's the rules you have to follow, A, B, C, D, E, however many there are. I don't think there's that many. But you have to take a look at each one of those and say, okay, I can meet that rule. I can meet that. So I'm allowed to have a little higher than 4 foot. But without that, you have absolutely nothing. You're just asking us, well, I'd like to go from 4 to 6 foot, 4 to 8 foot, 4 to 10 foot, just because I want to. All of your personal reasons are valid. I wouldn't want anybody turning around in my driveway. I certainly wouldn't want anybody turning around in as a U-type driveway that you have. I wouldn't want that at all. But my colleague is correct. You can put a 4-foot fence down there and you're going to accomplish the same thing as a 6-foot fence. It's going to save you a lot of money too, although I shouldn't care about money. That's not my issue. I had one other point. What was it? I lost it, but I'll get it back eventually, and I'll yield the floor. Maybe one of you will pick it up.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not as nice as he is, so just throw that out there. I've worked with this young lady for many years, and I have yet to have anybody blame her for all the conditions you mentioned. I mean, I'm sorry, it just, that doesn't happen. These people have no personal premise in this. They do what they're allowed to do, they tell you what you're allowed to do, and you take it from there. If you don't like what they do, sorry, but that is the rule. The reason we have a 4-foot fence isn't just for beautification. It has to do with line of sight for your neighbors, line of sight for drivers, and all the other ones. And like you were just told to me, and I'm the one that mentioned it, a 4-foot fence would do everything you've asked so far. It would protect your children, especially with the shrubbery you're talking about putting in. It would stop people from turning around. As long as the gate's closed, they're not going to pull into your driveway. It has nothing to do with the staff. It has nothing to do with race. We are probably the least racist group you'll ever find in your life. We don't care whether you're white, black, oriental, or whatever. We are here to do our job as set down by the city council and the government that exists here. We set certain rules to keep uniformity, safety, everything out there. And to suggest anything other than that is ludicrous. So on that end of it, I can tell you, I will definitely vote no, because I don't see any justification that gives you an extraneous type reason to do what you want to do. It's a want to, not a need to. So I'll leave it at that.
Mr. Matthews?
Please. I guess I'll second much of what you've already heard. I can understand your personal reasons for being annoyed I can understand all of that. But I think the code is pretty clear, and I just don't see any basis for rejecting what the staff did, for the staff's decision. The difference between the issue is, to try to establish a reasonable justification for us to say that a 6-foot fence makes sense here and a 4-foot fence does not. I just don't see any reason for making that decision. So anyway, I'm going to vote no.
I'll join the group by saying also that the code is, or the ordinance is quite clear on this. and there has to be justification for the exception. The purposes of the fence, as you indicated, doesn't matter what the height is, 4, 6, 9, 10. If anyone wants to get over it, they're going to get over it. But 4 foot is what the city council has indicated should be the standard in the city, and there's nothing that I see in this application that justifies the exception. So,
if I could add one thing, you can build the 4 foot fence as is. You know, there'd be no objection to that, I trust. But not a 6 foot. The 6 foot fence is prohibited by the code, and I don't see any reason for approving the 6 foot fence. That's all.
Does anyone care to make a motion?
I would, but I left it.
Quick, read it.
Yeah, no, okay.
I'm not even on the page.
Yep.
Is there one?
Yep.
Next to last page.
All right. I move that the Board of Zoning Appeals deny.
That's the wrong one?
Yeah, the two of them are approved.
I'll surrender the floor.
Okay. Here we go. It's a long one. That's the resolution. Here we go. Okay.
I don't think there's one in there to deny. Don't see it.
No, I don't see it either. Well,
it says deny, but it doesn't.
That's what I got on
it. It says deny, but it doesn't.
It says deny the staff recommendation.
All right.
Yeah, but then it says appeal to adopt the attached resolution to approve.
Do we have a deny in here?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Well, why don't we do it this way?
We try it again. I move that the Board of Zoning Appeals deny the attached resolution.
No, deny the application.
Deny the attached application, the request of Tom T. Duong, owner, for a special exception to City Codes 110-37A6 and 110-369 to allow the construction of a 6 foot tall fence and 9 foot tall gate in the front yard, where maximum fence height of 4 feet is permitted in the R2 district.
And then the property located?
On the property located at 3617 Chainbridge Road, and more particularly described at tax map parcel 57-202-063.
Okay, does anyone second that motion?
I second.
Okay, Mr. Perryman seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Chair votes aye also. So the application is denied. Okay. Why don't we go at this point to the other item on the agenda, which is the consideration of the May 3rd meeting minutes. And Ms. Tonga, that's the application and it's denied. Okay. Sure. Okay. Excuse me?
Can I have a last word?
You can have a last word.
The answer is, he's saying that he knows her for a long time and she's a fine officer. But countless reasons why I say that she wanted to deny my application for the beginning is one example for you. One time she told me that the reason why I want you to move your fence, because there is the plan to widen the Chambers Road. And you know what? I call a lot of people here, they say that they never heard. And then later, I came back, she changed the story. She said that I think. So, that's right there. In my life, I don't say anything that I don't have the proof. Right? Thank you so much for your time. Thank you very much. Sorry that I waste your time. But
it's never a waste.
Okay, well, let's go to the minutes.
Okay.
Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes.
From the May 3rd?
Yes. I move we approve them as written.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Nay. No? It's approved by unanimous vote. All right. That takes us then to, I can find my, I think it's the staff comments. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What do we have?
How are you? Well, welcome to July and the end of our 2016 season, at least with the August break coming up. As you know, we won't be meeting next month in August. I hope you have an enjoyable recess. At this point, I don't believe we have any applications lined up for the September hearing, but we will make up for that potentially with the adoption of the rewrite, depending on the final rules, because we have several special use permits that are waiting in the wings to see whether they'll need to come in for renewals or not. So enjoy your August recess. We might be making up for it. Other than that, I know you've kept abreast of the recent developments with the rewrite of the rewrite of the zoning ordinance, which of course council's considering in work session tonight, and fingers crossed that they might actually have a public hearing, but I'm not laying any money on that. Oh, don't say that. And so other than that, I don't think I have a lot of other comments or news breaks for you. Just stay posted to this, to the department website for any additional information on the rewrite. Thank you.
Any comments from the board? Yes, Mr. Berryman?
First off, I'd like to say to the staff, I apologize you go through this kind of stuff. I know it happens from time to time. To any indication that this was racist, biased, or whatever is totally ludicrous. Like I said, I know all of you people. I know how this works. I'm sure you told the gentleman that this is the rule, you can't do it, but you can go to the next step. He heard us saying, oh no, we can get this done or whatever. So to put it in you guys' face is not fair, not fair at all. I've dealt with this for a long time, and I've seen it. It could go the other way, to where you go out of your way to help somebody, and it's usually not appreciated either. So I'm sorry this happened tonight, especially, I mean, you seem to get the brunt of it, and it's not fair to you.
Okay.
So on that, I apologize as a group up here. I'm sure they all fit in with what I'm saying. It's not fair, but take that as it is.
Anything else from anybody?
I remember what was the third thing I was going to say, but it's
it's over now.
It's over now.
It's moot.
It is moot, and it's probably off the record, so I'll preface it by saying that I was going to tell him thank you very much for cutting your grass. He hasn't had it cut, and I walk by there every day. I drive by, and it has probably been, I don't know, that high in the front. If I was a neighbor, I'd be real upset, real angry.
Maybe we should have improved the high fence so
he couldn't see it.
Unfortunately, the bars have been spread apart, you can still see it.
Yeah, so I mean, I was going to tell him thank you. At least throw him a bone and do that, but I guess I shouldn't be so callous.
Well, the killer is people don't understand why you have these roofs. I should be able to do whatever I want with my property.
Well, that's the key.
And the killer is you've got people living on either side of you, and you have to live with them society. So just because you want it doesn't make it happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I scoured up and down that road trying to find some 6-foot fence. I couldn't find anything, especially in the front yard. It just isn't happening.
Hey, does anyone move? We adjourned. I move
with
no.
Okay, a second. All right.
Second,
Mr. Berryman moved, and
all
was in favor.
Aye. Okay, what's the chance I need to keep this?